B-Pod Studios.
I love when they do the vocal fry.
No.
Uncut Gems.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren on KISS 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
It is Friday, May 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Welcome to Friday the 13th.
Oh, yesterday felt like Friday the 13th for me.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get into that.
I lived it a day early.
Friday the 13th, a video game Roy used to play with listeners.
Until it got held up in court litigation.
What?
Yeah, you know, there's Friday the 13th, the whole franchise is like in court.
Oh, really?
Because they can't figure out who owns it.
But there's a video game where Roy, you could either play the person being chased by Jason or you could play Jason.
It was so cool.
I went to Roy's apartment one day and we were hanging out and I got there and he's playing the game. And Loren... like, Jason's, like, it's as gory as you think it is. And, and here's Roy sitting on his couch with his granny knitted blanket in the middle of summer because it's chilly out.
That's in my funny. Hotel, I kept a chill. Yeah. I'm in my apartment, I kept a chill.
Yep, and he's got the controller. And I go, who are you? Are you Jason who's murdering absolutely and slashing everybody? Or are you the other guy? He goes, I'm Jason.
And you can talk to him.
And you just, and like these, like the characters, they're like other people are like running for their lives and Roy's just stalking them. And Jason's so strong that like if you hide behind the door, like Roy would just break it down and then throw the couch or whatever's in front of it and then just chop the guy.
And you can talk to the other characters.
You can talk to him, yeah.
So are you smack talking the whole time that you're just like busting doors and throwing couches?
You'd be like, hey, here's Jason. Hello.
I guess like the funny thing was that like most people would be like at the edge of their seat, like,
it's like I was playing Mario Kart or something. I was just casually.
Roy's so psycho about it. He was just like,
oh, they're over there. Let me go over there and kill them. In the middle of the day. So it wasn't nighttime.
Yeah, no, it was like 2 in the afternoon. So you can't play the Jason game anymore?
No, they don't. No, I don't think you can.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, but we brought it in the studio and played it on the radio.
Oh, that's right. On Friday the 13th, we set it up on the TV in here. That's good radio.
Yeah.
All right.
We would play a video game that no one else can see.
Well, I think the idea was that the listeners could play against you or your listeners a shout out.
Yeah.
Anyway, just real quick, we go around the room. The one thing I want to share with you guys is my wife is in charge of buying the laundry detergent and the drying, like, you know, the fabric softener.
Yep.
And I never did that. And then the other day she goes, your clothes never smell washed. Like, is this clean? I go, yeah, I wash it. I go, but you know what? Like, you buy the generic laundry detergent that doesn't have the snuggly bear on it, and it doesn't, it just, she goes, well, I don't like that smell.
You gotta get tired,
so
bud.
I went to the store the other day, and I got the little container of the Pebbles.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I smell awesome. Like, I drove in smelling my shirt.
So, you just sniffed your shirt before you started that story, and I wasn't going to interrupt you, but I was, like, in my head over here going, did he just sniff a shirt?
Yeah,
and
then I
wasn't sure where your story
because
was going.
The little balls that you put in the wash, the laundry balls, are awesome. That's my one thing I want to share with you.
I think that's just fabric softener. That's not your detergent. You send
I also detergent. Put detergent in, but this will just make it smell good.
Horrible for your machine, but great product for your clothes.
Mr. Procter & Gamble, is that true?
Well, no, I think Procter & Gamble would tell you that it's great for your machine. Because they're going to want to sell it to you. I just know a few appliance repairmen.
Oh, okay.
It's like, don't put that crap.
Oh, I had no idea. But now I smell good.
Yeah, that's what matters.
So, yes, it does. What about you?
Loren, do you want to go?
Oh, me? I don't know. Do you want to wait to hear about my awful day?
I think we should. I think it needs to come later.
Okay. Well, so yesterday I thought... You know, there's a salon that needed a hair model yesterday, and I answered the call because it was at like 12 o'clock, it was a blowout. Should have only taken 45 minutes.
It looks like you were at a sleepover and they braided your hair.
No, I did that this morning because I slept on it and got caught in the rain yesterday. But that's part of my other story.
Okay.
So yesterday I get there and the girl's like auditioning. You know what I mean? So I know it's not going to be like fantastic.
Sure.
It's not even her first day. Like, she's still auditioning for the job. It took 2.5 hours for a blowout yesterday. I was like, at the end, they're like, do you like it? I'm like, I love it. I just gotta go.
How long do blowouts take?
40 minutes, 45 minutes.
It took so long.
Because she was just, you could tell, you know when people like fake it until they make it? I don't think she knew what she was doing.
Okay, was she being coached?
A little bit,
so you were basically a mannequin head.
Yes.
Okay, was it downstairs at Aveda?
Nope. Oh. It was
somewhere
else.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was fine.
You?
It just took twice as long as I thought.
So, you know, I've been trying to sell my house, and my life has been a mess because we're trying to keep it perfect at all times, and I don't want to cook in the house because my biggest fear is that I'll be cooking something and the stove will be messy, or there'll be a smell.
Grease fire, you know, and the place gets burnt down.
You know, curry, or I don't know. There's a spice that just, like, lingers. You know, when you cook, sometimes food lingers. So we have been, like, frantically purchasing, takeout and TV dinners. And last night it was, like, 7:03, and I was sitting at the computer wrapping up some work stuff, and I was like, oh, crap. What are we going to do? I got to be in bed in an hour. There's no food in the refrigerator because there's no groceries. Then I'm panicking. And then I'm yelling at my partner, Sterling, because he can't make a decision fast enough.
So
I'm about to go to McDonald's and make a horrible decision if you can't make a decision.
What did you end up deciding?
We got tacos.
Oh, good. Okay.
But yeah,
it's always good to threaten my partner with a McDonald's Big Mac. He puts it into high gear.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I'm Amy Ryan, the Morning Show, all the hits, Kiss 95.1. There is so much going on today and this weekend and next week on the MRL Show on Kiss 95.1. It is unbelievable. The winning is like through the roof. So we're going to tell you everything you can win, including a flyaway to go see Harry Styles. All right, we'll give you that info coming up. But of course, we got to tell you 8 a.m. this morning, we're kissing your bills goodbye.
Yeah, it's called the Kiss Your Bills Goodbye.
In fact, it is.
We're still having our coffee.
Yeah, we are still having our coffee. $500 at 8 a.m. We'll give you the keyword. Just for entering in for the $500, you can win the grand prize of 10 grand if you enter on our app or on our website.
We didn't get show sheets?
No, we did.
She didn't say it. Nicole gave me everything.
I don't have show sheets, so I can't tease what's coming up next. But to be quite honest, I don't really care because I know we're going to have fun anyway.
That's right. That's right. We're going to talk to Loren about her nightmare day coming up. It's Friday the 13th. We're talking superstitions. But the biggest thing today that I'm excited about is producer Nicole found a car that had writing on it from either a family member or an ex who was mad. So we're going to talk about that at 7. Plus the free-for-all at 7:45. Roy, you know all that.
Yeah, it's a big show. Don't go anywhere because we're funny.
That's right.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1.
This is some interesting news where this guy's home was burglarized in Texas. The guy broke in, robbed him, stole a bunch of things. But before he left, after breaking into the home and committing the burglary, he decided to mow the front and backyard.
That's funny.
I'm embarrassed of breaking into this house. It looks awful.
Evidently, he couldn't stand the high grass because the surveillance video shows the suspect taking a push lawnmower from the home, filling up the tank with gas, and then mowing both front and backyard.
That would be my OCD, right? Like, I would break into a house and be like, oh my gosh, the backyard. I can't leave here without doing something for them. I put together a new chair in my backyard and the lats are different and it's driving me crazy. Like, my OCD is like, ugh.
Officers arrived at the home. Then, of course, was the chase. But while the guy was running away from the cops, he was pulling the lawnmower behind him. So the lawnmower was ditched in a random alley.
Oh, my gosh.
And he continues his escape. He's now wanted. He did get away from the police.
I got to say, if he was smart, he would have left the grass high, and then he could have hidden in the grass from the police. He could have camouflaged himself. There, we had this one house down the street from us in New Jersey where we grew up. We grew up in a cul-de-sac with, like, six homes. And my friends and I would run through the woods down at the end of our cul-de-sac. and we would cut through to go to a park, but the guy that owned that property wasn't very nice, and he hated us cutting through for good reason if we got hurt. You know, he's like, your parents will sue me if you get hurt. Like, whatever. Like, my parents are looking to go to court. So he had really high grass, and his house was like a farmhouse, and it was like way up on a hill. So we would duck under the grass and run, you know? So one day, this is hilarious. We go, I'm going to demonstrate.
All right.
We're cutting through the woods. And all of a sudden, we duck under the grass. We look, and they cut the grass. Duck under. But we didn't realize that because we knew, like, once you get to the hill, you duck.
Uh-huh.
And
then
you go down the hill, and the grass is high. I'm like, oh, my God, they cut the grass. Go back. Oh, man. Yeah, we've done stories, too, about people breaking into homes, and then, like, they clean up the home.
Yeah.
OCD burglars.
Yep. We should probably find new career paths.
Right. I think we should.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren.
Yeah, look, you guys, every day on the way to work.
On KISS 95.1.
Well, we just sound like parents of the year on this show this week. Mani forgot to pick his daughter up from school.
Whoa, don't drag me into this.
And then last night, I had a nightmare situation where I thought I had lost cash.
Oh, no.
And
no, you did lost cash.
Well, yes, I did lose cash. You're right. So Cash is my 5-year-old. I have a soon-to-be 2-year-old who is not 2 years old yet, and his name is Jackson. And if I had ever thought about having baby number 3, last night was the best birth control that could have ever happened to my family. Okay.
Me just being friends with y'all is good birth control.
So last night we were all invited to Crayola's Ideal Works, which is like this interactive, cool indoor event for kids, right?
Very hands-on, kind of like a Discovery Place situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I knew a lot of people from work. Everyone was going, right? Like Engineer Brad was going. Mani was going with his kids. I knew Krista from our digital department was going.
Vonetta
and sales.
From Power 98.
Vonetta. I knew a lot of people were going to be there. But what I didn't realize is that everybody had planned on being there a little bit later. And I got there at 6, right when it started. So not that I would pawn my kids off on anyone, right? But I know there's 2 of them. And occasionally, Cash is an angel. He will listen to me, but Jackson is not even 2 yet. He's my rebellious little evil spawn sometimes, okay? We are in the terrible 2s already. And last night, they would not stay together. Cash wanted to play one thing. Jackson was not interested in anything that Cash was doing. All he wanted to do was run around, and it's very, like, overstimulating,
sure.
Especially probably for a 2-year-old.
Sure.
I didn't bring a stroller to strap him into because I thought it was going to be an all-one room. Well, I also thought that enough people would be there that I could be like, hey, Mani, can you just keep an eye on Cash? I'm going to run after Jackson.
Sure.
And nobody was there.
Right.
I like to pin my 9-year-old to Cash. I go,
yes.
Dean, go walk around with Cash,
yeah.
You know, but
yeah.
We weren't there.
Mani and I have a thing.
Right,
so
okay.
I thought I was safe.
All right.
But I got there and they don't want to stay together. I'm texting me like, hey, where are you? And I'm trying not to be like pushy, naggy work wife.
Yeah.
I'm just like, hey, where are you? Drinks are great. Like, you should hurry up and get here.
Get here now. My kids are in Amherst.
By the time Mani walked in, I literally handed Jackson to him and I was like, I need your help. I lost Cash.
Oh, no.
But I had no idea. I didn't see the I need your help text messages you sent me. So I roll up. I'm like, hey, how is it?
Yeah.
This is pretty cool.
The
Where do you get the drinks? And she was like all frazzled. She's like, I can't find Cash.
I was literally like about
but
to
you
cry.
You were holding it together. I would have been crying already because like how like it was like a good 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you think like even if you're on one side, you could keep an eye from across the room. But there were so many people there that I would lose where he was and trying to balance the two. So I just like freaked out at some point and I couldn't find Cash. He was where I thought he was, but he was on the other side by the wall on the floor, like almost under the thing.
Right.
So I didn't see him. Cash is an angel. He like really is a good kid.
Right.
And because I didn't see him, I started to freak out. Finally, we found him. And I was like, I got to go. Like,
yeah.
I am just a disaster right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So you immediately left.
Yeah.
Ideal Works. Yeah, I would too.
I had to bait the children with the candy bar
yeah, there was
to
a
get
candy
back
bar
in the car.
There.
But
It's like leave like little Scooby snacks.
Yes.
And you need them to go.
And it was, I mean, honestly.
Was it pouring when you left?
It was raining. And it was a little late for my kids. Like, Jackson usually goes down at 7:30. And we didn't even leave there until like 7:45.
Same. Like, we left 8:30.
Yeah.
You know, and then by the time we got home, Dean's grandma was there, so they wanted to stay up, but we were like, no, you can't. But it, having said all that, it's a really cool spot.
It is really
Crayola
cool.
Crayola Ideal Works. It is open
for
like...
Take two parents.
Take two parents. It's open for like 8 weeks, and it's at Camp North End, which I'd never been to. And Camp North End, I mean, I knew what it was. It's awesome. My wife was looking at Office Space up there.
Yeah.
But holy crap,
oh, so
is that so
there.
Cool.
Yeah.
I was surprised you never went. I go there twice a month, typically, for years.
Honestly, I'm telling you, from where I live in Waxhaw, that area and the Music Factory are the most difficult areas for me to get to. It just sucks for me because I'm fine, and then I hit traffic and...
It's 10 minutes down my road.
Listen to this. It said from Waxhaw, 15 miles, 45 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, it took me 50, every bit of 50 minutes last night.
It's so strange how traffic works.
I know.
And it's just down the road from me.
Yeah. I know. But it's Camp North End is really cool. But all the details on the Crayola Ideal Works is at kiss951.com. And Loren, as a parent, I know we all know how you feel.
Oh, I beat myself up the whole way home.
Oh, don't beat yourself up.
It happens.
It was just scary.
Yeah, I know.
Just put
a
bell on him or something.
Like,
here's $20 and a bell. Don't take it off.
Did you, I mean, you knew he was in the room, though. That at least gave you, like,
yeah,
you
but,
knew
like,
he was
you
there.
Just never know as
him.
A parent, like, your worst nightmares, like, somebody took him, he walked out. Like, that's what you're, you know.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, like we said, if you want babysitting, Loren's available.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Hey, pick up your phone and dial us up real quick and tell us what makes you superstitious, because today is Friday the 13th, and we're going to talk about the history of Friday the 13th here for a little bit, but while we do that, producer Nicole could grab your phone calls at 704-570-9595, 570-9595, that is the number to tell us, what are you superstitious about? The black cats, the break a mirror, the
ladders.
Walk under the ladder?
Mm-hmm.
Walk on a crack, break grandma back?
Your mama's back.
Oh, is it your mama's?
Yeah, you break your mama's back.
I'm not very superstitious at all.
I don't think that's true.
Really?
I think you just lied, yeah.
Why do you say that?
You believe in the Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, that's a little superstitious.
That's science.
I feel like you probably have something you're not washing.
I used to be a little superstitious with my sports teams, but that didn't work out, so I stopped.
And maybe you collecting cereal boxes, there's some superstition.
I haven't done that in years.
I don't think there's anything with the cereal boxes.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, like, I mean, think about it. Even if you read your horoscope, you're technically superstitious.
That is true.
Yeah, but you're also trying to catch a vibe. Like, maybe you want to feel good about yourself, and if your horoscope says something positive, it gives you a good vibe for the day.
But if it says something bad, are you not more cautious?
I ignore it. I only want good.
Right.
Historians say they're not sure of the origins of how Friday the 13th started, but the number 13 has been unlucky throughout history. The ancient Sumerians developed a number system based on 12, so it fits perfectly that 13 was unusual. The number 13 all of a sudden became unusual.
Don't hotels even skip the 13th floor?
Yeah, some do,
mostly,
yeah.
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 13 is really 12. But for some reason, especially today, people who are superstitious will really hold Friday the 13th because there's only a few throughout the year, and they'll hold them sacred.
And this one's in the Mercury retrograde era.
Ooh-hoo.
So I wonder,
I'm going back home.
That's even like more proof that it could go wrong. Let's talk with Rich in Rock Hill. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, are you superstitious?
Oh, yeah, I'm very superstitious. Sometimes, actually every day when I drive home, I have to park on the wrong side of the road. If I don't park my car the wrong way on the wrong, on the wrong side of the road, it's going to be a bad day.
Really?
Do you not get a ticket for that?
Well, it's at my house, so, that's one place I do it, but,
It's at his house.
I get a ticket, I pay the ticket, right?
Okay, yeah.
But what happens if you didn't do it? Like, what do you really think is going to happen, Rich?
You know, I'm going to get COVID, something else.
Your life will just turn upside down.
It's like us with our parking deck. Like, we all have parking spots that we like, and if we don't get those parking spots, it does start your day off kind of in, like, a weird way.
We just got a text here that says they don't have the 13th floor on cruise ships either. Really, it is that bad.
Someone says, don't split the poles if you're walking with someone. Light poles, columns, etc. Something I've believed in for years. You got to walk on the same side.
Yes, I have heard that. And then if you're holding hands and you like have to split something. Yeah, I'm holding your hand, Rye. When you cross over that, if something moves between you but your hands can stay on top, you have to say bread and butter.
What?
Yeah.
What? Bread and butter, like the pickles?
Like bread and butter goes together. Like you have to stay together because you didn't.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Superstitions. It's Friday the 13th. Drive by a graveyard. Hold your breath. Sam and Charlotte says.
Heard it.
Selena says in Spanish speaking countries, it's not Friday the 13th, but rather Tuesday the 13th.
What?
I love that.
Yeah, that makes more sense because Tuesdays suck. You know what I mean? Like Fridays are usually good for people.
Yeah, Fridays are fun.
You want to jump on Tuesday instead?
Yeah, I think I'd jump on Tuesday.
Gracie in Charlotte said, I was never really superstitious until my freshman year of college. I was taking my mirror to the dump and it shattered all over me. And the rest of the week, I had nothing but horrible luck.
Mm. I will say I never believed in the Mercury retrograde thing until this year.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Lauren in Statesville agreed with me that the retrograde isn't a hootenanny superstitions. It is science. Mercury's going in a different direction. That's scientific.
Yeah, but the fact that it affects you is the superstitious part.
You got to pick up your feet when you cross the railroad tracks?
I've heard that, yep.
Well, how do you get across if you don't pick up your feet? Are you dragging yourself?
In a car.
Oh. What on earth? I've never heard of that one. Someone texted in said I have two Friday the 13th tattoos. It's my day. Wow, y'all are awesome. All right, we'll post more of these up on the wrap party after the show today.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
I enjoy you guys. I listen to you every morning, regardless of where I am. I listen to you through the app, and I just love to listen to y'all.
On KISS 95.1.
So producer Nicole sent us a photo while you were out walking your dog of a message that somebody wrote on a car.
Is this in your neighborhood?
Yes. This is my hood.
All right, kid, do you want to read it to us?
Yeah. So someone left a note on the car. This is two windows worth.
Right. So to be clear, when we mean note on the car, it's not like producer Nicole was nosy and saw a piece of paper on a windshield.
No,
it's like
painted. No.
They took a marker and wrote on two windows saying, today is your last chance to talk to me.
Just the start. I'm already hooked.
Sentence two. You have already proven me right today. Sentence three. Come talk tonight or don't bother anymore. Oh. Choose your family or your side chick. And then there's a heart at the end where it looks, and I can't tell if that's a signature. Looks kind of like bow, bam.
Yeah, bam, maybe. Bam. I'm looking at it. By the way, Nicole posted this picture at the MRL show on our Instagram post. And probably on Facebook as well, the MRL show.
So that was that was Wednesday the 11th that we came across that. And so yesterday, I was like, we got to go back.
Yes.
Like, did they circle a choice? Were the tires slashed?
Yes or no?
Like, we just needed an update. And the car has not moved. The markings are still there.
Wow.
I do not have an update.
I mean, you would think if that was your car, you would get that writing off as fast
immediate.
As humanly possible.
So, immediate.
So I wonder if they're being avoidant.
Well, they're mulling it over.
Yes, but they had a tonight deadline. So
right.
Wait, the deadline was last night or tonight?
Well, I saw this on Wednesday.
So today, and then on the window it says today on Wednesday is your last chance to talk to me. You've already proven me right today.
Come talk tonight. So I do not know if they talked.
Choose your family or choose your side chick. I think he already chose.
I think it's side, I think it's the side chick.
No, they chose family. This is the side chick. Don't you think this is? Oh
no!
It's the family.
It's the significant other.
Yeah. Significant other and possibly child.
I caught you with the side chick.
You might be right.
Side chicks don't call themselves side chicks.
Or me, she would have, you know, he or she would have said,
unless
or
you're
me.
In Charlotte and you're part of that side chicks of Charlotte show.
Well, it's different.
Classy.
Wow. I love this. I love public drama. Like you see stories that go viral where people buy billboards and they're like, hey, Gary, thanks for cheating on me. Love, Jane.
This is so something I would do.
Is it really?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's like when Jess and I first started dating, one of the first pictures that she sent me was her on the light rail, like running on the light rail, and all over in chalk was call so-and-so, he's a cheater, and his number, like all over the light rail.
Wow.
Someone texted in and said, tell Nicole to write on the window, hey, can you give us an update and leave the MRL phone number?
I'm sure whoever was petty enough to write that note would call and give us an update.
Lauren in Statesville said, side pieces of Charlotte sounds like the saddest show on the face of the planet.
It never took off.
I think it was like a YouTube series or something.
Some YouTube show. I think Amazon picked them up. I want to say it's on one of the streaming services.
Hey, what was the note written with? Someone said lipstick or blood or what was it?
It looks like a marker. Yeah, marker.
Yeah. It looks like the correct utensils were used.
It's yellow writing. So again, you guys can go check it out at the MRL show on our Insta. And what was really funny was Nicole sent us the picture and then put a picture of Finley in front of it so that we knew it was her neighborhood and that she wasn't making this up. Or she didn't find this on the internet somewhere and was trying to float it.
You should have seen me. I was like, I told Finley, I said, sit, move over, sit, stay.
We got to prove that this is real.
Oh, gosh. All right, let's do a song. And then during the song, we got to figure out a way to get an update. Like, for real, real. Now I'm invested.
Yeah,
like,
I think I'm going to leave a note.
Okay, that's a good idea.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Got a text message. Producer Nicole found a car that had writing on it. That clearly was from a family a wife, presumably, who found out that their man was cheating. It says, today's your last chance to talk to me. You've already proven me right today. Come talk tonight or don't bother anymore. Choose your family or your side chick! Exclamation. On the back window and the passenger side window of this car.
So do we assume the side chick lives in Nicole's neighborhood and that's why the car's there?
I don't know. Did you make that assumption, Nicole?
No, I don't have any assumptions about the side chick. I think that car belongs to the person who got caught cheating.
Yes, but that's clearly not their home, right?
Well, they may not live together.
Yeah,
that's true.
Their
family may not live together.
You think maybe the wife or baby mama drove to the side chick's place and found that car there? Potentially. I think it's all up in the air. I think we need an update from Nicole, so we'll get you one as soon as we can. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, if you want to go look and have a good laugh at someone else's expense this morning, we do have the picture up at the MRL show.
Yep.
On our Insta.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
I don't know if you guys saw this, and maybe it's just because I'm on mom TikTok. You know, TikTok like populates for people. But there is a formula crisis.
I heard about this.
And I kept seeing it on social media. And I was like, what? Is it like certain parts of the country? But no, it's like 40% of, or more than 40% of formulas are out of stock around the country. It's not just isolated to one place. And mothers have been struggling to try to find ways to feed their babies.
Crazy. My friend's got a baby and he posted on the text chain. He goes, anybody have baby formula? And he took a picture of the store he was at in New Jersey and the shelves were absolutely empty. Wait, what's the restocking issue?
So I guess it stemmed from the pandemic, like the supply chain demand. And there was in February some major production plants closed. So it's just been building and building and building. And then now nobody can find any formula. And we actually donated some formula that we had left over.
Great.
In the powder form.
Was it like really expired or just like a little expired.
No, it wasn't really. It wasn't expired. But okay. It was the powdered formula, which is probably why it sits for a little bit longer. But, you know, it's so sad that moms are having such a struggle to feed their kids. And the government stepped in now, and they're trying to push through, you know, obviously safe and production.
It's the things that you just take for granted that will be there, like right. toilet paper, like baby formula. Mm-hmm. You go, why would that not be there?
And you see, like, I remember seeing on TikTok, this was probably like a month and a half ago, I started seeing it, but it looked like, you know, when a hurricane comes through and there's nothing on the shelves, that's what it looked like.
The Human Milk Bank Association of North America is reporting that every major milk bank is overwhelmed by the demand. So even the milk banks, because of the formula.
What's a milk bank?
I don't, where you get milk. Like, remember?
Wait. Like breast milk?
No, probably.
Regular
because
milk?
If you don't feed them formula or breast milk, then you would have to go to the next thing, which is milk, right?
I don't know. I think the Human Milk Bank is breast milk.
Oh, okay. I think so you can where donate people donate,
yeah.
I guess. But even, I mean, there's so many things that are in the supply chain that are, you know, missing that we're having a hard time getting. Like, this can't be one of them.
Right.
Christina in Indianland said, my baby's 10 months old and we've been struggling since the Similac Olimiantin got recalled a few months ago. It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, I just saw on Facebook that you can change on Amazon your country to Canada and they're not out of stock and they deliver to the U.S.
Really?
That's a good tip.
That's
if it's true.
Great hack.
Yeah, here's another person that says a nurse posted on Facebook that you can put on the bottom, switch to U.S. to Canada. They have plenty. It's U.S. that's having a shortage.
You just probably have to wait longer for shipping or something?
Maybe just a little bit.
Where's our Ontario friend at?
Yeah, Rachel.
Let's get Rachel. Send us some formula.
Rachel, Ontario, send formula to the MRL show, and then we'll hand it out to whoever needs it.
Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of this stuff is trucks. There's not enough trucks.
Isn't it crazy?
Not enough truck drivers.
My friend down the street works logistics, and he literally says, like, jokingly, but seriously, the truckers run everything. And a lot of the truckers are contracted by themselves, so they're like, I'm not driving on Tuesday. I'm taking off.
Yeah.
And his load just sits in the back of his truck, and he has no rules.
That's exactly how it is. Sterling my partner has to deal with logistics, and he's like, one of our truckers will say that their truck broke, and, like, there's nothing Your stuff's just stuck on the truck and it's broke.
Man, Christina texted back again and said, I've literally cried because I have no idea what to feed my baby because he has milk and protein allergies. So we eat a special type. It's sad worrying what and how to feed your baby. Oof. So it sounds like she needs Similac. I don't know. Maybe if anybody has any, we can connect you guys or something. But we're praying for you moms out there and dads, too.
I know. It's so tough.
Everybody with the babies.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Lake Wiley representing today. Nikki and Brooke are on the phone. Hey, guys. You guys are playing Can't Beat Lorenz.
Hey.
Hi.
Is this a mother-daughter combo?
I was just about to ask that.
It is. We play every morning on our way to school.
And how do you typically do?
I either tie or beat you.
Woo! All right, let's see how you do live and in person. Don't be nervous. All your friends are listening.
Throw her out, you guys.
All right, Lauren, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Lauren is leaving the studio, and she is... God, she can no longer hear the questions.
All right, Nikki in Brooklyn. Elon Musk's purchase of this social media platform was put on hold as they try and figure out what to do with spam. What platform is that?
Twitter.
Billboard's having their music awards show on Sunday, and you could watch it on the same network that we could watch SNL on. What network is that?
NBC.
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker appeared to be hosting a wedding shower in Palm Springs yesterday. No word if Kourtney's ex-baby daddy was in attendance. We don't think he was. Who is that?
Scott Disick.
Question 4. Lollapalooza, Bonnaroo, and Austin City Limits Music Festival will live stream on the streaming service that brought us shows like Handmaid's Tale. Where do we watch that?
Hulu.
Question 5. Ashley Judge sat down for an emotional interview with Good Morning America where she revealed her mother's cause of death and spoke out about mental illness. What's Ashley Judd's mother's name?
Naomi.
Come on in, Lorraine. And they took care of business.
They quickly and confidently got them all correct, which means I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very
end. That was pretty quick. I'm not going to lie.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Elon Musk's purchase of this social media platform has been put on hold, we found out this morning, mm-hmm. as they try and figure out what to do with spam. What social media platform is that?
Twitter.
Question number two. The Billboard Music Awards air on Sunday, and you can watch it on the same network that we watch SNL on. What network is that?
NBC.
Question three. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker appeared to be hosting a wedding shower in Palm Springs yesterday. No word of Kourtney's ex-baby daddy was in attendance. His name is?
Scott Disick.
Lollapalooza, Bonnaroo, and Austin City Limits Music Fest will stream live on the streaming service that brought you shows like Handmaid's Tale.
Hulu.
And question five. Ashley Judd sat down for an emotional interview with Good Morning America where she revealed her mother's cause of death and spoke out about mental illness. Mm-hmm. Who is her mom?
Naomi Judd.
It is a tie. 5-5 tie stays with the house and the written. He has 72 wins.
I'm 100%
sure with the network.
I'm going to add something. Roy, mm-hmm. how cool would it be if, like, we have to time Lorraine and she has to answer, like, within 60 seconds?
Well, yeah, but then we have to really time our listeners, and I don't have but one clock.
Okay.
All right.
I say the listeners take all the time they want, but Lorraine's got to answer in 60 seconds.
Yeah. All right, Nikki and Brooke.
This is Nikki in Brooklyn from Lake Wiley, and we can't beat Loren, but we can tie her.
Thanks for playing, y'all. Have a great weekend.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Funny stuff happening on our Insta at the MRL Show. If you go there, you can see a picture of a car that producer Nicole found in her neighborhood that's got writing on the back and front window. You can go read what it says. We talked about that earlier. Not to mention that somebody else who listens to the show or follows us on social media tagged another person on that picture and goes, oh my God, you sent me the same picture from your neighborhood. So now we know two people in Nicole's neighborhood that have seen this car.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got a funny DM, which I love. This came in the other day. It said, okay, so I was on TikTok and there was a live going on. And in the background was my big, fat, fabulous life.
Hmm.
And next thing I know, I see you guys on there. And I was like, OMG. So obviously I went to Google it. And the first thing that pops up is Roy lies about having a girlfriend to Whitney. And I was like, huh?
Oh, Lord. This is
going to haunt you forever, dude.
I kind of want to know more.
You don't. You don't. I don't know. I can't tell you how many times I've been interviewed and I've attempted to set the record straight. In this dang TV show.
That we love to hate and hate to love.
It's like a really bad home video that won't ever disappear.
So we were, people listening right now have no idea, Ren, that we were part of a reality TV show for not one but two seasons.
Yeah.
And we were a big part of the show for the second season. And it was just before producer Nicole got hired. We had our old producer, Victoria, was part of it.
Star of the show, Winnie Way Thor, was trying to get into radio here in Charlotte. And she wanted to work with us. So she started as an intern 1 year. And then she kind of graduated into more of a role. But the problem during that time frame was that I was in the closet. I was an out gay man.
You weren't dating your now fiance Sterling yet.
I think
towards the end. Towards, I think you were.
Yeah, I think maybe when the were, first season aired, I started dating once that aired. And of course, what TV producers in Hollywood do, I'm a nice guy, and Whitney's trying to find love, and they thought there would be something between us, and I think that everyone genuinely thought there was something between us, but there was a major, major problem, and that is I don't like women. So I was just being a friendly
glaring issue there.
I was just being a fun gay best friend, but I also wasn't coming out on national television at that time. So yeah, so everyone assumed that I was leading her on or trying to date her. Some people even sent horrible things that I did. I tried to date her just to get on TV. They came to us.
Right.
I didn't try to, you know.
And it's still, I mean, like, people comment on the YouTube videos still to this day.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love that, though. I love that there's a lot of people who listen to the MRL show now who weren't with us in 2017 and late 16 when we were on that show, and they have no idea. So this woman who DM'd us, was watching a TikTok live and she caught you in the background. Mm-hmm. Or she saw MRL on there.
The things that you notice.
And then so my partner's mom found me. She called my partner and was like, hey, I think your boyfriend's dating a girl on TV.
That's not awkward.
You got a lot of explaining to do.
Isn't that him? Like, no.
That's funny. I remember one time I was at Disney with my son and my mother-in-law, my wife, and I took Dean to go to the bathroom, and I was kind of stopped in this area, and I was looking around for the restrooms, and this woman that had to be from Louisiana had a very southern accent. She came up, and she goes, aren't you Manny from the Whitney Way Thor show? And I go, I love that you spotted me in Disney, because being a radio host in Charlotte, it's easy to get spotted around the Carolinas, but the minute you leave here, nobody knows who you are.
Right,
we're not nationwide. But so I thought that was really funny, and she goes, can we get a quick picture with you? I was like, yeah, absolutely.
That's hilarious.
And I go, thanks for watching the show. It's not my show. It's Whitney's show.
It was years part later. Of it.
And then the other thing that I loved about being on the show is that I'd be out with, you know, my partner Sterling, and nobody knew at the time that we were dating. And so people would come up and be like, you, Whitney, make such a good couple.
Oh, poor Sterling.
And he just stood there. He took a beating our first year of a relationship.
So funny.
I don't know why he snuck it out.
But yeah, you can find us probably wherever that Big Fat Fabulous Life show streams. Yeah. We're on two seasons of it.
The formerly straight Roy.
I couldn't tell you the seasons, though. It's like
4 or 5.
Maybe four, five, six. Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Even Nicole got caught up watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Hate watching it, but she watched it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So we were all excited yesterday. In fact, we started telling people to Venmo us so that we could go make a bid on the Epicenter because they were doing an auction for it yesterday. The auction never happened.
No, didn't they postpone it?
They did. They postponed it, according to WSOC's Joe Bruno, friend of the Manny, Roy, and Lorette show. Bruno says that he was there and there was like at least 10 people that were ready to bid on the Epicenter, but it got pushed off to July 27th at 10 a.m. The trustee did not give a reason for the postponement, which was announced just before the auction was set for Thursday. Brad, is our Brad the engineer's in here? Hi, Brad.
It's radio. Brad, you gotta get on a mic.
You know that. Mm-hmm. Is our studio, all the equipment out of there?
Been gone for a year.
So we really just have an empty space with a logo.
We don't have anything.
Well, right. It's just our logos up there.
That would actually belong to Blackfin. So when Blackfin had to go, we had to go.
But we still get the advertising of the logo.
Whatever, man. Is anybody walking around up there? Is anything there?
There's like 30%. CVS there. Isn't there like 30% occupancy?
Yeah, Mortimer's is still there.
Yeah. Isn't that shocking?
I don't know. I ain't been uptown in 2 years.
Yeah.
Brad joined us last night.
Take all the stuff out.
He joined us last night at the Crayola Idea Works thing that we did at the Camp North End. But he comes up from like York County,
so he had a drive. He pretty much took a flight.
He might as well have flown. I mean, it was like driving to Atlanta.
Did you bring your passport?
Now, the route we had to take, because 77 was apparently northbound, was a nightmare. Mm-hmm. It was at an hour and a half, and we had to come through Gastonia.
So he has no kids. He comes with his girlfriend, who's got children, but she didn't come. The kids didn't come, but Brad was there with his girlfriend. And Loren and I are there with our kids. And so I said to Brad just a little while ago off the air, I go, what time did you leave? He goes, we closed it down.
Yes, you did. What time was that? 10, 11?
It was after 9. No. I mean, they were like, the security was coming through, like, you guys need to go. Hey, the bartenders are still here.
The adults with no kids, it's time to wrap it up.
They finally took my drink tickets. They just took them away. They didn't mark them, they just took them.
This isn't like a club.
It kind of looked like a club.
Flashy lights.
That's funny.
When did the DJ come out?
The DJ was there at the door.
Yeah. You closed it. Could you imagine that statement? Like, oh, man, had a great weekend. What'd you do? Went to Discovery Place. I closed that place down, man.
Did the kids enjoy it? They weren't there. That's why I was.
Oh, no.
I stayed there. Anyway, it was a lot of fun up there last night, except for the point where Loren got...
She lost her son.
She got mistracked.
Yes, mistracked.
And lost her son, but all safe and sound.
You should put them in fluorescent colors. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette.
It's like three friends who want you to be part of their circle.
On Kiss 95.1.
Either yesterday off the air or on the wrap party. And by the way, the wrap party is an additional 15 minutes of MRL unfiltered every day. We post it. It's just an extra podcast for you guys. And it's unfiltered, which makes it fun. You want to hear Roy say the F word? Go listen to the wrap party.
Oh, easy. I don't say it often.
Actually, I think Loren says it the most.
I think so, too.
I remember years ago we were saying it too much, and we were told to stop. Otherwise, we're going to have to get the explicit tag on our podcast. And we're like, all right, we'll tone it down.
Yeah. Oh, FNA, okay. But yesterday you mentioned you don't wash your hair every day, or let alone every week.
I do not wash my hair hardly ever. I know that's terrible. But, you know, some people can go like 2-3 days without washing their hair. I can go an entire week, and I have gone 2 weeks before without washing my hair.
And don't you just feel gunky and like...
I mean, I use dry shampoo, but like... It's just such a whole thing to wash your hair.
Tell me how the dry shampoo works.
It basically like sops up the oils
in
your hair.
But what is it? Is it a liquid or is it a spray?
It's like a spray powder.
Okay, and you spray it on yourself?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And you just spray it on your scalp and then you brush your hair and it gets rid of all those oils.
Okay.
So by the time I'm on like day 4 or 5, my hair is looking fine. It's looking great.
With the...
Dry shampoo.
Mm-hmm. But you don't like to wash it.
I hate washing my hair. It to me is the equivalent of taking out the trash.
Wait, one's actually gross. The other thing's
has
not.
To do it? Is that what it is?
No, but you guys know I hate taking the trash out. Yeah. So.
It's just so tedious because it's so long and it takes forever to dry?
It's just like you got to wash it. And then who has time when you're at home to actually blow dry your hair? With my cut... It's not, like, I can't let it air dry. I have to blow dry it.
Right.
But you like going to the beach? You like going in the pool? So it's not a matter of getting your hair wet that you don't like?
Oh, on vacation, like, I don't wash my hair then either.
Yeah, but it's been in the pool in the ocean. That's disgusting. Mm. Sand everywhere? Oh, Loren, you shocked me.
If I get sand in it, I'll wash it.
Do you think there's bugs in her hair?
Do you want to check?
They're called lice.
Like monkeys over here picking each other's fur.
No. Danny and Charlotte says, I do the same thing, dry shampoo. Plus, you're supposed to wash your hair as little as possible. It's good for you. Your hair isn't like jeans. You're supposed to not wash jeans all the time. That's different.
I only wash my hair like once a week. And I'm a guy.
And I have never met a guy who only washes his hair once a week.
Because I was told the same thing. Only wash it as little as you can.
Yeah, but...
you know, if
you're not active, so it's different.
That was so rude.
It's true. Like, if he was out sweating, he would have to wash his hair.
And you know what? Typically, I'd be offended, but you're not wrong. So why I do it once a week is because if I didn't work out or sweat a lot, then it's going to be typically Fridays. Like, today, I'll probably wash my hair for the weekend.
But you don't put any dry shampoo in your hair. I'm at least dry shampooing my hair because I play tennis. I mean, well, I'm trying to play tennis, but I run after kids. Like, I'm outside. I'm doing stuff.
It takes about a week for it to get oily. When it gets oily, then I go wash it.
You guys, first of all, we do commercials for Zero Res because it's a company that we believe in because we think it's important to have clean carpets. Your hair... is the biggest filter on your body.
My carpets are cleaner than my own hair.
Yeah, mine too.
100% they are.
But you know what?
I have Zero Res clean your hair.
But listen, lice love clean hair. So
what I've always heard too.
I'll never have an issue.
And that's what Danny just texted in. You just read her text. Nicole, how often do you wash your hair? Are you normal?
I would say out of a 7-day week, I probably wash my hair 2 to 3 times.
I
think 4 would be a good number out of
4.
7. Yes.
But if you ask my girlfriend, she'd probably say less than me. She'd probably more on the lines of Loren.
Right.
But
and
like
I'm getting Instagram DMs. Ashley just Instagrammed me and she said, I am so there with you. I haven't washed mine since last Wednesday. I hate washing my hair and the blow dry.
Hippies, all of you.
I don't use those organic all natural shampoos. I'm pretty sure mine's filled with chemicals, so it's probably best I do once a week.
What's the longest someone has gone? Loren says she's gone 2 weeks without washing her hair. This is a filthy, disgusting segment and I want in. How long have you gone without washing your hair? 704-570-9595.
See, Scotty, the Scotsman says wash your hair every day, but I'm pretty sure like that's how you get hair loss and a bunch of other hair issues.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. I don't think so. You know?
We need to talk to a hairdresser.
Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
We are looking for the people who have gone the longest without washing their hair. No judgment. It's more of like, yeah, you're Team Loren if you don't do it. You've gone how long?
I've gone 2 weeks. I've definitely gone 2 weeks.
Without washing your hair. Mm-hmm. Now, someone texted in and goes, Maney, just because she's not washing her hair doesn't mean that she's not showering.
Exactly.
Don't confuse them. And I get that.
I'm washing my face. I'm washing my body. Mm-hmm. I just don't wash my actual hair.
But doesn't your hair get wet anyway just by the water splashing off of you?
A little bit around your face, but...
Huh. I think I'm going to call my wife and find out how often she washes her hair.
Don't ask questions you're not ready to hear the answer to. That's all I have to say.
Good point.
This is Kathy in Concord. Welcome to the Maney, Roy & Loren Morning Show.
Thank you. How are you guys?
We're doing really well. You have an interesting tip for everybody.
I understand your hair looks better after a couple of days, but I can cure you of going as long as you're talking about. If you take your finger and rub the top of your ear, like where it connects to your head,
okay,
and then smell it,
mm-hmm,
you will not know more.
I just washed my hair yesterday, so I guess that's not a...
I haven't washed my hair for a week, and mine doesn't smell.
I washed mine this morning, and it stinks.
Mine doesn't.
Does anybody want to smell my ears?
Why your ears?
I don't know. You know what it is I think that when I do shampoo my hair, I get a shampoo buildup, like, underneath, but, like, it sits behind my ears,
mm-hmm,
and I might not dry well enough back there.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what I'm smelling.
Maybe.
Kathy, what's the longest you've gone without washing your hair?
Oh, God. When I had my son, it was... Who knows? A month? I don't know.
You know what? Now that I think back to maternity, maybe you're right. Maybe I did go a month without washing my hair.
And don't you just feel dirty, though? Or is it different?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Touche. Okay. Thanks, Kathy. Yeah, Maney, it is. It's gross.
This is Angela in Rock Hill.
Good morning.
Good morning. So how long do you go without washing your hair?
Like 10 hours. 12 hours.
That's
not
it?
Long at all. Yeah, I wash my hair once a day, twice a day sometimes.
Do you have long hair?
It's past my shoulders, but it just depends on the person, I think.
Right.
Like, I have finer hair, so I have to wash it more often. People with thick hair, so, like, have to wash theirs.
Are you blow-drying your hair? Because if I washed my and blow-dry my hair twice a day, that's a full-time job for me.
I know, that's like a 3-4 minute process. It doesn't take long at all.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right. Everybody is different. I just saw Miss Jessica from Power 98 in the hallway, and as a woman of color, she said that she can't walk out of the house with her hair wet like Loren can or like Nicole can. Like, it's an entirely different situation for her,
mm-hmm,
which I found surprising. Mm-hmm. All right, well, thanks for the call. Text messages coming in. Chris and Charlotte said, I went 2 months without washing my hair. Ugh.
Do you remember when we first, it was like, one of our first shows together, we had somebody come up here because they hadn't showered in like half a year. Do you remember?
It was the first show that we were together, which is ultimately how this show got hired. Bruce, our Beasley, loved it.
Yeah, the guy that
owned it. He was a big fan.
And we, by the way, they owe you $20.
Yeah, you never got that.
I paid the guy $20 to come up here and smell him so I can gag and throw up in a trash can, and I never got reimbursed. I was so assured that I'd be reimbursed, it never happened.
Keep waiting, buddy. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Someone texted in and said, hey, thanks, MRL. Now everyone's driving around smelling the tips of their ears.
That's like I told someone, if you want to fix your posture, pretend like your nipples have lasers and you're shooting at people's heads. And I got so many messages. I was like, that works so well.
All right, Roy, you got a pretty important article over there that TV lovers need to hear.
Yes, so networks announced some cancellations and some renewals. It is that time of the year.
Mm.
So if any of these are your favorite shows, I got some bad news.
Oh, uh-oh, boy.
Heading on over to CBS, Magnum P.I.
Oh, no.
The reboot of the classic is gone.
How long was that on? See, I'm going to ask you questions you don't have the answer to.
No, I don't know. You can
look it up yourself.
Yeah. Because, like, a lot of shows that get cut were either on for a long time or didn't make it at all.
Over at NBC, Keenan, which was Keenan from SNL.
Oh, yeah.
He had his own sitcom, and which had a lot of SNL alum come and help him out. That is getting the big X. No ratings there.
Wow.
Mr. Mayor and the Endgame on NBC is going to be...
Mr. Mayor was with Ted Danson.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor. I actually enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good.
The clips I saw were pretty funny. You know what the problem is? There's too much to watch.
That's the problem.
And I hope that they're just not using, like, traditional over-the-air ratings. You know what I'm saying? Like, because everyone's streamed now. You know, they're streaming.
Yeah.
So, on the CW, lots of shows.
Oh, boy.
Lots of shows got canceled.
The CW goes through a lot of changes. Yeah. By the way, Magnum P.I. was 4 seasons.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, so over at the CW, probably the most cancellations, Naomi's gone, 4400's gone, Legacy's gone, Dynasty's gone, bigger shows, Charmed is gone, Batwoman.
Charmed was still on.
It had to be a reboot.
Yeah.
Batwoman's gone.
Batwoman?
Batwoman, Legends of Tomorrow, In the Dark, and Roswell, New Mexico gone. Now, if you do like some other shows, we have some that are returning. On NBC, a show that I'm actually very surprised is returning. Because I watched it, I liked it, but it's very particular comedy that I felt like only I got.
Okay.
American Auto, which is pretty much like The Office, but at a car dealership corporation.
See, okay. I want to watch that. I've heard good things about it.
I liked it, but like there were times where my partner wasn't laughing, and I'm like, that is writing comedy gold.
They promoted the heck out of that during the Super Bowl.
NBC is rebooting, returning Young Rock and Grand Crew. CBS has renewed Young Sheldon, the popular spinoff from The Big Bang Theory, and Bob Hart's Abishola, Abishola, which I don't even know what that is.
Keenan's not on the list.
Keenan got canceled.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Keenan got canceled.
Oh, I didn't hear you say that.
Yep.
Oh, this guy's on Saturday Night Live.
For years. They give him a show.
Wasn't the right time, clearly. Yeah.
He had to tweet something funny, right?
If I had my own TV show, I would want it to be on like a streaming platform that nobody's really on, like Roku, because you don't really get canceled, you know, because there's already not a lot of people. It can only go up from there.
I guess so.
You know what
You're
I'm saying?
You're not wrong.
Like CNN has a streaming app. Put me on that. There's not many people on that.
Now your celebrity sleeve. It's the Dirty with Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
All right, Queen of Hollywood, what's going on that we need to be aware of?
All right, so Broadway is ready to take your phones. Now,
no.
We told you.
That doesn't affect me because I don't go to Broadway.
You would go to a Broadway show.
I saw one show on Broadway.
And what was it?
Wicked.
That was good, wasn't it?
It was good.
Popular. I want to be popular.
And you still know the song. I'm proud of you. All right, so we told you this week that Jesse Williams, that somebody got some footage of him on stage, fully nude, full frontal, and Broadway is obviously not happy with that. So now they're trying to decide what to do.
Was it an accident or is that in the show?
It's in the show.
Okay, so it's not like when Roy was dressed up as McGruff in front of kids and there was a wardrobe malfunction and he got to be played off stage.
He is definitely nude in the show.
Okay.
But Broadway people are saying, like, the theater is sacred. You should not have your phones out. It's a form of art.
And it was not a prosthetic, which... Interesting.
If I was Jesse Williams, I'd be like, sure, put it out there.
Film it whenever you want.
How many euphemism sound effects do I have for what we're talking about?
Anyway, they're trying to decide now if you were caught with a cell phone, what they're going to do. If they're going to stop the show, if they're going to kick you out, or they're just going to take your cell phones all together before you go in.
Okay.
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker have appeared to have had a wedding shower, which, of course, has everybody talking because not far after a wedding shower is usually a wedding. And there's no wedding date that we know of just yet.
They already got married at that little church in
Vegas. Yeah, but that wasn't real. It was for the show. It was kind of like what Joe Jonas did with Sophie Turner.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And the Billboard Music Awards are this weekend. It will air on Sunday.
I used to go to those when I worked in California. I used to get sent to the Billboard Awards, and for Thursday and Friday, I'd be in a big room with hundreds of other radio stations, and they'd walk all the artists through.
Yeah, Radio cool. Road.
And it was awesome. Yeah, Radio Road.
Mm-hmm. It's cool. But if you want to watch the show, it'll be on NBC, and the big nominations going into the show are The Weeknd is leading the pack with 17 noms.
Just a quick funny story. There's a guy named Vitaly Klitschko. And he's a Ukrainian boxer. And he had a brother named Vitaly Klitschko, okay? Mm-hmm. And look it up. One of them is married to Hayden Panettiere, the actress, okay? So one of the brothers is fighting that weekend that the Billboard Music Awards are in Vegas, okay? So they walk him through the Billboard, you know, radio row. And I thought I was talking to the guy who was boxing. And I kept referring to him, like, are you going to beat this guy? Are you going to take him down? And he kept saying my brother, but I kept missing that. So I was like, dude, enjoy your fight. Good luck Saturday night right here. And when they walked away, the engineer that was with me goes, Maney, the whole time he kept saying it wasn't him boxing. It was his brother. And you missed that.
Oh my God. That guy
had to walk away going, idiot.
Radio people are the worst.
Like, she's like, I got to do 10 more of these. Knuckleheads.
The bottom of the barrel of entertainers.
Yeah, do they listen?
No, do not listen.
Like, I'm pretty sure Al Roker would have heard that, you know? Oh, my gosh. All right, we're celebrating all weekend long the release of Harry Styles' new album, Harry's House, by sending one lucky winner and a guest to see him live in New York City.
Yes, this is going to be his album release party. We get you hooked up with a night, hotel, and airfare. Listen to Kiss 95.1 all week for your chance to win. You'll have to go to the website at kiss95.1.com to submit.
Winning starts tomorrow morning, I believe, on kiss95.1.com. Good luck on that. If you missed anything from the show, listen to the replay, including find out why Loren had a horrible night last night.
Mm.
Parents can really feel your pain on that.
Yeah, I think it's happened to every parent.
And you can get the Maney Roy on the Rim Morning Show podcast at kiss95.1.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Goodbye.
Bye, Nicole. Thanks for all your hard work this week. Welcome back to reality from Universal Studios.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.